Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Well, after 5 months of lockdown, a New Year surge in COVID infections, more than a few bumps on the road for the vaccine programme, today the country breathes a collective sigh of relief. A swathe of pandemic restrictions in force since just after Christmas are being lifted, allowing a resumption of non-essential retail, of personal services, of public worship and nationwide travel. Across the country, the shutters have been lifted, the shelves dusted down, and plans made to visit family and friends. In a moment, we'll hear from some of those looking forward to long-delayed family visits, and we'll talk to the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, about how the remainder of 2021 might look. But first, our reporter Sinead Spain has been out and about in Dunboyne in County Meath this morning. Sinead, how has the easing of restrictions been going there?
Well, Brian, a giddy air, I would say, in Dunboyne in County Meath this morning. Many of your listeners might be familiar with the place. It's a village on the Meath-Dublin border and it has a large commuter hinterland. And I was out and about in Dunboyne this morning and the first person I spoke to was at Dunboyne Hair and Beauty, Eva Hetherington, and her first customers in a long time.
Oh, great. It's great excitement today. Closed 19 weeks, so it's just fantastic to be back open and back in business.
And I presume you're out the door with clients?
Out the door today, yeah. We are fully booked, which is brilliant. It was such a worry, you know, it will be busy, won't we be busy, but we are busy and it's fantastic, yeah.
How many people will you have through the doors today, do you reckon?
Oh, God. I'd say it could be at least 40 or 50 today because it's a long, we're here till late tonight, which is great. And all our girls are here. There's 9 staff, so it's great we're all here today.
I presume the phones were hopping the last week or so.
Oh, it has not stopped yet. It's great. All our customers are ringing now, booking their appointments in. But it's been a busy week coming up to this week, yeah.
How many hair disasters have you had from the home dyes?
Well, so far so good now today by looking at the clients. But we've a long week ahead of us, yes.
Hi, Elaine. So you're here today. You're one of the first customers in Dunboyne.
That's right. Really excited to be here. Absolutely. Place looks great and everyone is so friendly and feel very comfortable as well in terms of just safety and the precautions and that. And there's a lovely community feel about the place. And
talk to me about the hair situation.
Well, as you can see, you know, this is the before. If you come back in a few hours, it'll be the after. But Lorna here has done my hair for nearly as long, you know, as the place has been open. So I'm in very capable hands. Looking forward to the colour, as you can see, get rid of all the greys and a good cut and I'll be $1 million.
Well, now, Sinead, also from today, religious services with a congregation of 50 people can resume.
Yes, and obviously religious services have been online for the last number of months and there was a small crowd in line with the restrictions at 9 o'clock mass in the village this morning and a real air of caution amongst those people that I spoke to. I suppose many of them would be the people for whom the vaccine bonus is very much a reality, but nobody talking about opening things up or taking too much on. Seeing grandchildren was high on the agenda, but also just cups of tea and chats and really the simple pleasures.
Back in the church today,
in the church since first time since Christmas, really, and it's great to be back. And it's great to see so many people out. Lovely morning encourages people to get out and back into some kind of normality.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to be back.
A big difference, I presume, to the online masses.
Absolutely. It is a great service having the mass online, but there's nothing like being present in the church for the celebration of the mass. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And obviously other things are opening up today with shops and barbers. How do you feel about that?
I'm delighted, but I would be one of those people who would be very cautious. And I have due to get my second vaccination now this week, but I still would be very careful in abiding by the guidelines. I've done it right throughout the lockdowns down, so I'm going to continue.
Yeah.
And just follow public health. You know, it's not a free for all now, just that things are opening up. We still have to be careful.
Mass goers in Dunboyne this morning. Sinead, one of the bonuses of being a reporter on the road for the News at One, you got a chance to indulge in some retail therapy.
I did indeed, Brian, and it was glorious. I went to Tonic Boutique in the village. It's an independent shop. It's owned by Trish and Evelyn, and they describe themselves as two lunatics who opened a new business in the middle of a pandemic. They opened their shop in September, and in 8 months of business, they've had only 6 weeks of actual trading where they can have customers in the shop. So obviously, online has been busy during that period, but it is challenging. It's been challenging to get their website up and running and to compete with the likes of the big high street retailers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've, as you know, myself and Evelyn opened Tonic in September last year, and unfortunately we only had like 6 weeks run at it, but look, we're delighted to be open today. It's been hard for us, but like I said, the people of Dunboyne have been absolutely wonderful. And
absolutely, and I suppose it has made us up our social media and exposure on Facebook and Instagram, and that has really kept us going. Mm-hmm. So, but now we know our feedback is people want to get in and shop, and we're really looking forward to opening our doors in a safe environment for them.
And Sinead, one other change from today: adult training can resume in pods of 15. That's a huge opportunity now for so many people across the country.
Yeah, so Gavin McCoy runs GMAX Fitness at St. Peter's GAA Club, and he's been telling me about what he has in store for clients who are looking to lose the COVID stone.
So at the start now, I'll take it easy for the first few weeks now. You don't want to come back and and kill them, because you can't do that. You have to build them up. So I'll do, for the conditioning class tonight, it'll be all bodyweight stuff, and it's just trying to get them moving again, because you don't want them to get any injuries. So tonight I'd probably just do, at the start, I'll do a bit of strengthening after legs, glutes, upper body stuff. And then you do a bit of a conditioning phase for about, like, you just do about 6 to 7 minutes, AMRAPs, EMOMs, and then you finish off with a bit of core work. Hopefully the weather stays like this. It's a lovely morning, and that's it. It's just all weather dependent, but happy enough to get back.
And that was Gavin McCoy from GMAX Fitness in Dunboyne, ending that report from Sinead Spain. Well, with restrictions on inter-county travel being lifted today and households allowed to meet outdoors, many families will be able to meet up for the first time in several months. Our reporter Elise Sheehy has been speaking to children, parents and grandparents about what today's changes mean to them.
My granny always gives me dolly mixers, so I'm going to say, I hope you have those dolly mixers ready.
And Penny, who are you going to play with in Dundalk?
Well, my cousins, Sarah, Beck and Ava.
Who have you missed the most?
My granny, because I just really missed her.
Abigail and Penny O'Sullivan chatting to their mam, Grace, about their visit to County Louth this weekend. On Saturday, they will take a day trip to see their family in Dundalk. Grace's mam, 83-year-old Mary Lennon, is looking forward to making up for lost time.
I am so looking forward to seeing my daughter Grace and her husband Jeremy and my two beautiful grandchildren, Abigail and Penny, who live in Dublin. They really make me laugh. I am especially looking forward to visiting one sister who is very ill. Well, I am now fully vaccinated, so I am looking forward to family time in my back garden. And of course, the hairdressers are reopening.
Mary's daughter Grace has missed her fortnightly trips home from Dublin to Dundalk to see her extended family. And this weekend, she will treasure every moment she spends with them.
I haven't been back home in Dundalk, where I'm from, since before Christmas. So this coming Saturday, I'm going to go down to Dundalk, see my mum, all my sisters, my brother, and I'm going to take my two little girls down here as well, who are really excited to see everybody.
And Grace, what is the plan for Saturday?
I think we'll still stick with outdoors in the garden. Coming into the summer, it's easier anyway. And I think we've all been indoors long enough, so it'd be nice to keep it outside just for everybody's safety, I think, for the time being.
I'm Don. I'm 90. And Jill is
87.
And we're living near Portaferry in County Down, and it is at the bottom end of the Ards Peninsula.
In relation to the easing of restrictions here in the Republic, what does that mean now for yourself and for Jill?
It means very much that we can see our granddaughters again.
Yeah.
Our granddaughter Tricia is in County Offaly.
How long has it been since you saw Tricia?
It's at least 9 months, I think.
Can you recall that occasion when you did see her?
Oh, yes, very much so, because we sat outside in the pouring rain under umbrellas. Tricia's our eldest grandchild, so she's always been a little bit special from that point of view. But she's such a caring, lovely girl as well, and she's very good to us. We love her dearly. We missed the one-to-one.
And to share a meal together.
I think that's the main thing. We haven't been able to have a meal together for a long, long while. The last time we had a meal with Tricia was 12 months last Christmas.
Don and Jill Singleton's granddaughter, Tricia Clark, who lives in Offaly, has a busy schedule over the next few weeks. Now that restrictions have lifted today, she can finally tick off some dates in her diary.
Both my parents and my grandparents are fully vaccinated, so it's a huge relief.
So tell me, what are your immediate plans?
Next week, spend a bit of time with my partner's family because they're a bit closer. So he is from Meath. And hopefully, weather allowing, we'll go for dinner in the garden with his parents. And then in the week or two after that, we're hoping to get across to Tipperary to visit some of my friends.
And that report from Elise Sheehy.